It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're doing it the old school way, and I love it. All right, caller number 9, 216-474-0092. Caller number 9. You're going to be named the general manager of one of the 32 NFL teams at our 2025 mock draft, April 17th at Razzle's. It's on Bailey Road in Olmsted Falls. Been there many times. Wonderful people out there.
Plus, and Bagley Road.
Yes, and you're going to get a swag bag and a buffet dinner at the event. You get a bag and a buffet. So you get all that, and you get the team right out of the bowl. You get to participate in the mock draft. Caller number 9, 216-474-0092. You're going to Razzle's. You're getting the free buffet. You're getting the exclusive swag bag. You might be able to participate in some volleyball, depending on the weather. Should be okay. They got that huge volleyball courts back there. They got a ton of them back there. Like, whole leagues are playing. People turned it into, like, the pro beach thing. It's incredible. So caller number 9, we'll get you in. We'll give away. Lima's got the not-so-scientific bowl of teams over there.
I imagine.
And you'll pick a team out of the bowl.
Imagine all the teams are represented.
They can't hear you shaking it. It's paper, so they can't hear the ringy dings.
No, I'm shaking it to actually shake it. Because okay. I can't have like somebody like Mitch preordain this thing.
We have other audio of Kevin.
Is there frozen teams in there right now?
We have Stefanski.
LeBron's going to think this one is rigged too, isn't he?
Oh. Can I just say something real quick?
I think he came
off like a real jerk in that interview.
Yeah, what's going on with that LeBron James?
I didn't like that.
Going after Wendy?
I thought he came off like a real jerk in that interview.
I don't know either.
I thought that Stephen A. Smith trying to call him out. Oh, my God. What is he doing in there? Tell him to put him on the air. Look, does he have him? Owen's mad. I'll say this real quick. The Wendy thing, like, I don't need to defend the Wendy thing. The Stephen A. Smith thing, like, man, if you're going to accuse him of not being at Kobe Bryant's funeral, better be sure that he wasn't in attendance.
The whole thing just seemed to be so far beneath all involved.
It's tactless, pointless in every way you possibly can. I mean, Nikola Jokic could single-handedly take the Denver Nuggets to the finals. I got the Cavs doing Cavs things, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. But, hey, we know about how LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith feel about each other. Thank God. Lord. All right. We have Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. You get a team.
Don't say thank you yet.
Yeah, don't say thank you just yet. I mean, you're going to get a team, but we don't know if it's going to be a good team or a bad team. You can make trades. There's all types of things. It's a good time. All right. Are you ready, Lyman, to give Jack his team?
I have elevated the bowl so that the camera can get all of this.
Show him the bowl.
It's going to be documented.
Show him the bowl. Pack the bowl. Make sure it's mixed around in there. All right. Here we go. Pick your team here.
All right, here we go. I've got the card. I am pulling it out. And,
oh,
ladies and gentlemen, Las Vegas Raiders.
You're drafting six.
I'm trading with the Browns right now.
Well, you got to find that individual.
Yeah, you got to get them to agree with you, man. That's the beauty of this. But at least you get the buffet and you get the swag bag and you get to go to Razzles. Razzles is great. It's located on Bagley Road in Olmsted Falls.
Put Jack back on hold.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Now, Jack, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I put him on hold, and now we will finish the rest of this dealing here with Jack. Fantastic.
Now stop calling. No.
Well, you might want to call over this. Let's get this out of the way. You want to hit that audio here about the update on Deshaun Watson. Here is the latest from Kevin Stefanski.
Rehabbing, doing a great job of the rehab. He's in there every single day, working very hard, but he's where he's supposed to be in the rehab, and then we'll just kind of take that one day by day.
All right, tone your thoughts before we move on. Okay, a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, I mean,
Seems like it.
Obviously,
you're
not expecting to get any kind of real breakdown at this stage. This would be the absolute last thing that you would expect.
And what are you going to say about a guy who's still on your roster, Tim?
Yeah, that's the part about it.
Just enough to get through the question and move on to the next one is what you're going to do. That's what it is. Here you go. Eight seconds.
The only thing I looked at, honestly.
If it was a Pro Bowl rider, it'd be worth the 230.
Yeah, honestly, the stuff about like Mike Hall over the weekend where they're like, all right, here's what we're looking at timetable-wise, probably going to miss, you know, OTAs and that minicamp stuff. Like, that's the stuff you're looking for intel when you're listening to these guys talk. When it comes to status updates on Deshaun Watson or what, you know, they're going to say about Shedeur Sanders, which, you know, I'd like to hear, that's the stuff where I'm not expecting a whole bunch.
Well, he did go on to talk about Shedeur Sanders. Let's put this right to the front of the line. You wanted thoughts on Shedeur?
Yes.
You're going to get thoughts on Shedeur, damn it.
He's an extremely talented football player. Again, getting to know the kid, you watch the tape. I think the important part as an evaluator is you want to talk to the player about plays and how he plays. And I think he sees the game really, really well, has been raised the right way. They've done an outstanding job bringing him along in terms of understanding football. He's a very, very talented young man. Off the field is where I'm probably most impressed.
Raised the right way. Everybody wants to take shots at his daddy.
Yeah, I thought that part is interesting.
Bringing him up the right way.
He kind of said that and wasn't really asked about that specifically. So he went right to that. And it does make you wonder, like, we've had some fans that continuously tell us, we do not want all the baggage and the circus. And I'm telling you, I don't know that that even exists with him.
I don't think the circus would be caused by him. I think it's caused by us. I think it's caused by media.
And like, again, his dad is coaching, just got an extension, right? Over the weekend or going into the weekend?
I don't think it's very hard to get an extension at Colorado if you've done any decent. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
He is coaching.
He's going to be busy.
He's going to be busy. That is a full-time job along with his other eight full-time jobs that he has.
He's a talk show host. He's a pitch man. There's a lot of things that Deion does.
Yeah, they're documenting every day there in Boulder. So all that stuff is going to be, you know, taking up his time. I'm sure he'll have some press conferences where he'll talk about his son too, but I don't think it's gonna be some nightmare scenario. He knows the league. He knows how this stuff works. That's the good thing. Like when it came to, like, you know, LeVar Ball at the time when everybody was worried about what a circus that was, but he didn't play in the league. Like, Deion not only played in the league, he's been affiliated with it. He's been a broadcaster.
One of the best to ever play in the league.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, he understands what a good setup would be for a quarterback. He's not going to rock the boat where it's going to hurt his son's chances.
Now, he also was a coach and very close to Travis Hunter. Daryl said earlier with us at 9 o'clock he would take Travis Hunter number 2, then trade back into the first round and take, as he quotes, one of these quarterbacks here, which, boy, that's a really put his fellas behind that one, didn't he? Here is Kevin Stefanski at the league meetings on his thoughts on Travis Hunter.
Outstanding player, an outstanding young man, elite ball skills. I don't know if there's been better, truly. This kid's special. You know, he's had a ton of production in the college game. And, oh, by the way, he's doing it for both sides of the ball. But as a receiver, obviously I think room to grow, but certainly has elite ball skills.
Well, there's another part to this, and he goes on a little bit further. Could Travis Hunter play both ways?
Every team is having that discussion. I think he's very capable of both. How you structure it, where you start him, quote unquote, is really important to figure out. You know, I could see both sides of it. I could see him as a wide receiver that moonlights at defensive back. The easier thing that people you've seen over the years is the defensive back that then gets a package of plays. So, but this is a unique young man and his ability to do both.
There's more Stefanski audio to get to later on here, but we got to break this down because Daryl said he would take Travis Hunter. We have not talked a lot about Travis Hunter.
As I said, the guy we've talked about the least,
yeah, out of all these
of
guys,
all the big prospects.
We've had lots of conversation about Abdul Carter now. Definitely a conversation about all the quarterbacks and all the possibilities there. We really put Travis Hunter on the back burner. Now, Daryl's saying he would draft him. And my first thing I said to him, and this is not a fair thing to fire right back at Daryl with, is that, well, how much do you trust the coaching staff? Because if you don't have a lot of trust in the coaching staff there, a guy like Travis Hunter could be maligned very quickly. And I don't want to take a guy who could be a great weapon for you and then malign him because we don't know exactly where to put him and where his strengths are. You want to put him at wide receiver. But then again, you're at the top of the draft, so you have to have this conversation. Do you want to put him at wideout? Is he the best wideout available? Then why wouldn't you just get Tet McMillan? If you want to take him at cornerback, is he the best cornerback available? Then why wouldn't you just get Will Johnson? Injury issues are brought up with Will Johnson. I understand that. But why wouldn't you go after just the best of those if you wanted to and not have to put that out there? Because Travis Hunter's a great all-around ball player, but I think that lack of being truly – he's an elite player, but is he the best that you could have? At those spots, I can't say yes. So if you don't believe he's the best you could have at either one of those positions that high in the draft, then yeah, wouldn't it cause him to fall? Unless you were just like, the hell with it to this draft, which Daryl very much is, to hell with it in this draft. But that's not the way they got to go. They got to make a passionate decision at number two. If you're making an Abdul Carter decision, you're doing it saying, these quarterbacks aren't good enough. We're putting our team in the hands of a guy who's going to be a leader and a good football player for us for a decade to come.
You know, we have wondered. In the past, they have made some big time under Jimmy Haslam as the owner. They have made some splash moves. I mean, splash moves. Obviously, Johnny Manziel at that time was considered sexy might not be the right term, but
it was
sizzle.
Sexy at the
like,
time.
Everybody was like, whoa. Is there a case, is there a chance we are just overlooking the fact that like Travis Hunter, two-way Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy winner is that guy?
There certainly is.
Is there a chance we're overlooking the marketability of that too? Like how crazy, like this guy's going to be in commercials.
Cordell Stewart was in commercials when he was punting and doing all that stuff. I remember Bill Cowher got knocked out in the commercial, if I'm not mistaken. Like there's marketability there, but I can't take the guy based on all those other things. Do you think he's going to make an impactful play? Is he going to make impactful plays for us this season?
Yeah, I just think he's going to be a wide receiver. And, you know,
the
way that more and more people are looking at him, right, because I bring up Marvin Harrison Jr. out in Arizona, and, you know, his year was not exactly one that totally stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that?
Let me get to Jim in Strongsville. Jim, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
The idea of taking Travis Hunter makes me physically ill.
Okay.
And, Ken, the first question you had for Daryl was why, and Daryl's response says it all. Well, because he plays both sides of the ball. I don't want to draft a guy that the very best attribute about him is that he plays both sides of the ball. I want him to be really good at one side of the ball. And I don't think you guys are talking about Johnny Manziel and the marketing aspect of this. Look, those are almost more because these guys, their personalities are larger than life. That's part of actually what I do like about Travis Hunter. The kid's an unassuming kid. From all accounts, he's a really nice kid. He's not a guy that moves the marketing needle that way. I need a guy that's really good at his position. Not some circus sideshow freak that can play both sides of the ball.
Well, wait a minute. Don't call him a circus sideshow freak for crying out loud. We don't know what that's like, for God's sakes, Jim.
I wish I could play both sides of the ball, Ken. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, but it doesn't make him a sideshow freak for crying out loud. It just makes him a good overall athlete. I mean, he's playing 120 snaps a game at Colorado. Now, you're not going to do that in the NFL. Certainly, you're not going to do that.
Only a freak would do that.
Yeah, let's not. Come on. Well, that's true, but it's not a sideshow freak. You're an athletic freak.
He's going to guest weights after the game, too.
How many jelly beans are in this jar?
Everybody wants to know who you're picking in February, then the middle of March, and anybody who says they know what we're doing, that's just not the case. We don't know what we're doing yet. And I say that because we're taking in all the information. Certainly there's guys that you know you're circling, if you will, but we want to get through this process before we make any determination.
Ah, Kev.
I know you try like hell to not be quoted, but that's going to... Oh, boy.
But that's...
I could see the glint in Owen's eye. I could
Kenny,
see it in his eyes.
The process is not over, right? I mean, isn't that kind of important?
The one little piece of that is going to be used in perpetuity.
We don't know what we're doing yet. We might have a life.
Oh, no.
And then you're going to go, well, he didn't mean it like that.
And of course he didn't. It depends on if they won that week. If they won that week, he didn't mean it like that. If they lost that week, he absolutely meant it like that. That's the way people are going to say it.
Well, then let's just say this show, we will agree right now. We'll make a pact. We will not play that out of context.
Okay,
we
sure.
are not going to stoop down to that level. Let the other shows do it. If they want to find...
Oh, I like
If they
like
want to find their cheap laughs, their cheap LOLs, then go right ahead. Be
Sorry,
the show to do that.
Mind.
This show, we are not going to go there.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm confident in my own skin. I'm
Boy,
secure.
Boy, you just protect Stefanski any chance you get, don't you?
Got those two... Boy. We find out, year two of the gala. We have any news on that?
What do you know about that right now? We're worried about the draft, damn it. Hold on now.
I'm worried about the gala. Let's draft two of those.
There will be
two
other
of
galas.
They know what they're doing with the gala yet. Or not.
There will be other galas. Why? Ever since we went to the gala, you know who over there on our station is all upset about that we went to a gala.
Well,
didn't shut up about it for 2 months.
Maybe if we can get extra tickets, maybe extra VIPs, maybe we could.
He's a tough guy that pulls no punches, though, so he doesn't. He's not going to kowtow to that tone.
I believe him. I believe when he says they do not have their mind made up. I believe him right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do, too. I think a lot of them do as well.
They still have the Colorado Pro Day, right?
Yeah.
They still have that. You're not going to make up your mind until you've...
Friday? Yeah, Friday.
It's not till Friday.
April 4th, Colorado's Pro Day. Okay, you know what? I can wait. Yeah, tomorrow's John Dorsey Day. And I was going to hold it to myself that I had to make my decision by John Dorsey Day. Could I have until Monday? Or do I have to make my decision by tomorrow, before the pro day?
No. You need to get all the information to come in. You need more speculation. The Browns got to get out there for that pro day. They have to get on the ground. They've got to talk to people because they've had limited time to do so.
All right.
So and then the private workout. Remember, they haven't been doing pro days. They've been doing the private workouts.
Yes.
That's what they did in Miami.
He's going to look good on that pro day. You know what's going to happen. He's going to look good on that pro day. I'm going to have 2 days to think. That's why the 2 days makes it more important, because then I take the 2 days. Because if it were on a Thursday, we came in on Friday, I go, okay, fine, let's just take Shador Sanders. But I have 2 days. So you know what's going to happen. He's going to look well on a pro day because it's a pro day. People are going to say, let's stop fussing and fighting. Let's just take this guy at two and let's move on with each other. But I got to figure out by Monday morning when I make my decision. So my Ken Carmen Day instead of John Dorsey Day will be on April 7th in the year of our Lord 2025. What are you smiling about over there? By the time I make my decision. Stefanski spoke some more. Who's the type of players he's looking to get in that draft?
You know, we're looking for tough and competitive guys and guys that we can get into our program. We can develop them. You think about all these young players. I think player development is something that's very important to me and are important to our organization. But in order to be able to invest in these guys in the building, you want guys that love football, that love this game, that love to compete.
Okay. I mean, John did draft Chad Thomas, did not love football.
Mm-hmm.
Want to be the next Rick Rubin. So there you go. That's one you can use against John if you wanted to use one against John.
But how difficult is that to discern that from the meetings, from the discussions, especially when how many players are openly even questioning their desire of football? Like most of these guys, a job interview.
It's tough.
When you go for a job interview.
It's tough.
You know, when guys go for a job interview with our boss here, they don't go, yeah, I really don't like radio. You find it out. You find it out once they get in, like, oh, they don't listen to any radio. They don't. This doesn't drive them.
Yeah.
Like, Mitch doesn't even care about the shows.
No, he doesn't.
What?
He's getting there.
What? What was that? What's that like?
He wasn't listening there. What, Mitch?
I heard you say that, yeah.
What did I say?
You said that I don't like listen to any of the shows?
No, we were talking about prospects in football. What does that have to do with you?
We don't know what we're doing yet.
I told you we are not doing that. That's not funny.
So you say we're not, but that's absolutely what we're going to do.
I don't remember making a pact on that.
Who pressed the button?
He didn't make the pact on it. He presses the buttons. He's the one who holds the cards. Owen's the dealer. Stefanski went further. This is the clip I wanted everybody to hear. On being Deion's kid. Remember, this is Stefanski at the league meetings. On being Deion's kid has helped Shador get NFL ready.
He's been raised the right way. He's got a great way about him. Obviously, when you're the son of a Hall of Famer, there's a lot that goes with that. But I think he's gotten a lot. I think the benefits of that have been really impressive for him. I think you see a young man that understands what comes.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
With this job, understands the work that goes into this job, so I'd say it's been a very big positive.
I wouldn't be surprised if we found out one way or the other if his career works out fantastically or it gets just harpooned out there in Lake Erie. I think Deion's very hard on him. I bet Deion is a very demanding father. You know, a lot of people keep pushing that nepotism button, which we'll blow right out of the water before the next draft or the draft after, whenever Arch Manning wants to come out. I think he is. I bet Deion is a very demanding person on his kids. Very hard on his children, very hard on his son. I'm willing to bet it's that way. He's a guy who has made it his entire life's work. Think about this. He has made it his entire life's work on proving any doubters wrong, playing at the very highest level, and he's always come out on top. I don't know a scenario. You mentioned some business thing or whatever. I can't remember any scenario in the NFL where he hasn't come out on top. I mean, if we're talking about Travis Hunter, Deion played both ways every now and then here a little bit with the
Turf
Cowboys.
Turf toe got him eventually.
I think he's missing a toe now. But Deion, at the very beginning of his career, see how much guys are making, sees how much he wants to make. That's what he makes his decision on. Ends up panning out for him. Wanted to play in baseball and football in the same day. Ended up panning out for him. Like, anytime anybody has been critical. So if I can do it, my son better be ready to do it. Because I don't think there's any excuses for Deion. I know that this sounds like Ken likes Shedeur Sanders, so he's just going to talk it up. He just seems like a demanding individual. And somebody who probably is very tough to be a son of.
This is why I'm impressed with how he has gotten better, how there has been real development.
He has become better,
and,
yes.
And it wasn't like he played behind an amazing offensive line. It was a train wreck 2 years ago. Last year, got a little better, but they also understood what his strengths were. The processing was good. He was getting rid of the football faster, and he was able to diagnose the line of scrimmage. Now, that's at the college level. NFL is obviously a totally different ballgame. There's so many more things you have to key in on. But I'm telling you, for him to be able to have the career he had, despite some of the limitations, I come away more impressed with Shedeur Sanders.
But I hear what people are saying. And I got to get a week in, but I hear what people are saying. And I understand you've had a long time to hear this stuff. Because remember, they're bringing up Johnny Manziel. I mean, this is a long time of hearing splashes, making splashes in the draft, and really not having it pan out your way. And I think that they'd like to go quiet on some of this stuff. I don't think the quarterback position in general is quiet anymore. I think anybody you take, we're going to make a big deal of it. Whether it be 26-year-old Tyler Shuck, whether it be Jackson Dart, who people talk themselves into, or Will Howard, a guy who I really like because I do think he's a leader. I do think he could diagnose. I do think he could play well. I wish his arm was a bit stronger, but I do think those things for him. Or whether it be Shedeur Sanders. I think they just want quiet. And any one of those other guys, Jalen Milroe doesn't come with a whole lot of expectations. I think Jalen Milroe's a very quiet storyline if the Browns take him. In general, I think any quarterback you take is going to be a storyline. But Jalen Milroe becomes a very quiet storyline in comparison to the guys you take. I think that's what people want. I think they look at it and they say, you know what? You've had 5 years. You've made splashes. They haven't worked out. Any number of reasons that people could bring up, whether it's they ran their favorite quarterback out of town, they brought in a quarterback they didn't like, or that quarterback just didn't work out and people were arguing with the people who were arguing with the people who said they were running the quarterback out of town. Then those people are mad because that quarterback didn't work out and they just want quiet. They don't want to deal with it anymore. And that I can respect. Because if you do go out and you get Shedeur Sanders, I don't think he's going to be the type of guy. I don't think it's going to be him waking up feeling dangerous, whooping up the people, getting them going in that way. I think he'll try to respect the process as best he can because I don't think he'd be the week one starter. I think certainly anybody would be the week one starter. I think he'd respect the process, but I think there'd be just so much around it they don't even want to deal with it. They don't want to have to argue with their friends about when he should start, if he should start. The Kenny Pickett thing, man, I don't want to start the season with Kenny Pickett. I think I've made that abundantly clear. I think a lot of fans feel that way. I think that's why they got excited about Kirk Cousins. They cannot imagine a season where they are paying attention to Browns football, emotionally involved in Browns football. We start the season with Kenny Pickett as our starting QB.
That's a rough one. That's very rough.
So I don't want to believe it. I think there's people who refuse to believe it. So far, I've refused to believe it.
And again, our fan base, that's the one quarterback we had universally trashed.
Yes.
We had laughed when they took him. We laughed at the misfortune as he was playing. And then he ends up starting for the Cleveland Browns week one in September.
And if you can get him figured out, fine. But I think a lot of people aren't going to like that. And then does that make it, if it is Kenny Pickett, and I expect he's not going to go out there and play very well at all, is that going to make me force Shedeur Sanders or somebody else before it's too soon? They'd rather let that problem be somebody else's problem. Go ahead and let that be the guys who people have already started to divorce themselves emotionally from in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. I think that they're done with it. Because so many people, I mean, you already got the people. Why aren't you giving more to Stefanski? Why aren't you yelling more at Stefanski? I just think it's a package deal. I think it's a hand-in-hand thing. They stay together. They don't stay together. One of the two. And halfway through the year, if it doesn't go our way, they'll probably be removed together. And we'll be searching for a new general manager and head coach, maybe a head coach before a general manager, because that's the way it's done today. You brought up the situation of people wanting maybe Will Howard in the second round or another round, and not going after Shedeur Sanders. Does that surprise you, that result from people?
It did. It totally surprised, especially because it was just a week earlier when we were taking cold calls, basically. You were taking them, and you took 30 of them. And like, what, 20?
Yeah, 20.
20 of them were pro-Sanders, and they were definitive. And so I thought, all right, maybe this town is becoming a Shedeur Sanders town. But when you gave them the option of another quarterback, and it happened to be the guy that won the national championship, you know, for Ohio State.
Yeah.
And everybody watched it, and he was pretty good. He was pretty damn good. I mean, it was the best he had played all season. He went on a run at the right time. I was surprised by those results, definitely.
I think that's because they want somebody quiet. And Will Howard did play at Ohio State. I think that has something to do with it. I think you have more Ohio State people who align with you than I would. I think that's, to me, I think that's why people should be surprised. I know that historically Ohio State quarterbacks have not done too terribly well until recent in the NFL. I get all that. I don't think you should use that against them. The Texas Tech quarterbacks didn't do that well until Patrick Mahomes started in the NFL. I don't think that their history of the team should do that. I look at the quarterback, and I like the way he leads. I like that he was able to rally a group around that. I mean, the Buckeyes are as close to professionals as you're going to find in college football. And that's a professional football team for almost every intent and purpose other than apparently they have to go to class. But it's an NIL-driven organization program. He had to get those guys who are, a lot of them with the exception of Jack Sawyer, who is very much a heart-and-soul defensive guy who's from Columbus, Ohio, went to Pickerington. I think that stays a lot to what you're able to do as a leader, Will Howard is. And so that makes me like Will Howard. And if I'm going to take a flyer on something, not a risk, but if I'm going to take a flyer on somebody and go, okay, I like him as a QB. I don't like him to start the season. I like Kevin Stefanski fairly efficiently enough. Hopefully everybody else stays away. And the people who are supposed to be running their positions are running their positions. If I like Kevin Stefanski with the way he's handled quarterbacks, for the most part, I think I have, even though it's been a mixed bag. I like Will Howard. Maybe we can use Will Howard there. If I'm going to take a flyer on somebody, if I'm punting on the quarterback position, I'll take a flyer on Will Howard. Is it enough to talk me out of the Shedeur Sanders thing? I still get stuck on their jobs are on the line. If they don't make any sort of an impression, then they're probably going to get blown out. And 7 wins with Kenny Pickett and Will Howard looks different than 7 wins with Shedeur Sanders and Kenny Pickett. It just does.
It does, yeah.
Because you feel, in those 7 games, in those 7 wins, you could feel you have a bright future on the horizon.
And then, you fast forward a year, we are having totally different conversations about the reboot of the Cleveland Browns.
It could talk you out of something terrible. Or it could talk you into making a bad decision later on because maybe you pass on quarterbacks in the upcoming draft. But that's something that they have to deal with, and that's something that, again, if they get the chance to make that draft in the 2026, that's something that they'll have to reckon with as well. Browns aren't going to the Greenbrier, but they do have 2 joint practices on the road. That momentarily, I'll tell you where, but don't miss a moment from earlier in our show or any local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseFordAkron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the last 72 hours. Yeah, they are not going to the Greenbrier, which, I wasn't here for you guys to play the final playing of the Greenbrier Waltz.
We did it with Mary Kay, and she was definitely, nice. You could tell.
It was a nice moment. It was sentimental.
Daryl says, no
playing taps for.
No Greenbrier this year, but Kevin Stefanski told reporters at the NFL owners' meetings this morning that the Browns will travel to Carolina in week 1 of the preseason and Philadelphia for week 2 of joint practices. So you'd imagine the tea leaves are they'll play at Carolina for a preseason game, then at Philadelphia for a preseason game.
Yeah.
And then probably the 3rd preseason game will be right here in good old Cleveland, Ohio. So there you go. Joint practice. I remember I used to, when this station first started, I was not a fan of joint practices. I thought that they were just like a place for guys who were getting fights with other teammates. I mean, it's still, you can get in easy fights with other guys from the other team, but it's definitely a place where you can get some good work in and get controlled work in.
I know the quarterback situation will be much different than it has been to start the season this year, but they traditionally have not played their starters the week that they do joint practices. So at least that home game week, it seems like you're going to get your starters at the stadium, right, for the actual preseason game. If they're not joint practicing that week.
You would, yes.
And they are joint practicing the other two times that they get to do a preseason game.
You assume they would, yeah. Because you get a week. You do get the week off, right? You still get that bye week in the middle of it, and then your season starts.
Yes, before you're talking about from the end of preseason until,
So they can play their starters there, and so they'd be at a U.S. Bank. Is that still U.S. Bank Field down there?
I don't remember.
Yeah. It looks like a dungeon from the outside.
Like a hologram panther that runs around the top.
I was showing Axel that. I was on the phone with Lima as we were driving through Charlotte last month, and I showed Axel that, and Axel's like, that's the stadium. I go, yeah. It's imposing, but it's very gray, very dark. Definitely there's reasons why they'd want a new stadium there. It's very – there's just no personality to it. It's just a big, dark stadium. Guardians are 2-1 to start the season. I wanted to get this off my chest. I know that they needed to get the stadium done. So every moment counts. So they're starting not – they're not having the home opener until Tuesday. I know we were talking about torpedo bats earlier. If the Yankees can host opening day, can't we host opening day eventually again? I know that historically it's not gone very well for us when we've had opening day. I say to hell with it. You have the build-in bye day just in case the weather doesn't cooperate with you. I know it's 30 degrees outside some years. It sucks. I think that that's the problem with Major League Baseball that they don't seem to have in other sports, is that some teams just seem to be treated better by Major League Baseball and more important by Major League Baseball than the rest of us. Now, you can go ahead.
Yeah, is there a chance that it was our ask to be delayed to get stadium stuff?
I'm sure it was. I said for this year, it's understandable. But now that the stadium is going to be done and it looks nice and it looks like it's going to be a well-kept stadium.
It's still got some chairs to do. But
okay.
We'll be able to get that done.
We can get some seats done here the next week.
It's a three-year chair project.
So, I didn't realize how long it takes to put them damn chairs.
I think we got the Inner Belt Bridge built faster.
You've got to put legs on.
God almighty.
And a back.
Yeah, the back's the hard part.
I'm just saying, can't we...
But did you see, ironically, what the weather's supposed to be next Tuesday when they open?
30 degrees.
Please miserable.
Yes, cold.
Come on.
Yeah. No, that's early. It's still
early. Everybody loves it. You guys love spring. Oh, spring's the best. Love spring. Yeah. What a tease. While you guys sit there with your head colds, with the whiskey nose going on.
We have the pass. We get the passes. But I usually will still try to get tickets for opening day. And I was like, no, we'll just get the pass this year and walk around. On opening day. I don't even know if I want to do that.
30 degrees out there. You're going to want to walk around. You got to warm up. A nice brisk walk around the stadium. Yeah, you're going to need to do something to warm up. It's going to be freezing out there. But if it's going to be cold, it doesn't matter when you put it. It's still April and March in Northeast Ohio. It's flip of a coin. You might have a 70-degree day one year. It's the same thing as the St. Patrick's Day parade. Every now and then, you get beautiful weather. A lot of times, it can be cold and rainy and bad. Flip a coin. And maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't. Like, one year, it snows. All right, we can never have home openers again here in Cleveland. Why does New York get to do it? They're in the same weather pattern as us just a day later. Plus, they have it coming off the coast there. But New York gets to do it. Why? Oh, because it's the Yankees. Okay, yeah, make everybody else feel small. Make everybody else in Major League Baseball, I'm dead serious about this. Make all the other fan bases feel like you're just a feeder system, which they already feel that way, but enforce it that much more that you're a feeder system for the Yankees, the Mets, and the Dodgers. See how that works out for your game. Because I can say whatever I want to about, hey, Kansas City gets this day and that. Kansas City's earned. Kansas City's a tremendous football team. I mean, in the NFL, you do feel like you earn it. You can give me what you want to about the Cowboys. If they're terrible, they'll play a lot of 4 o'clock games. It'll just be nationally televised, but they'll play 4 o'clock games. But I don't feel like the Cowboys are favored over us or favored over any other team in the NFL. Hell, I know a lot of people love to have a chip on their shoulder. I think the Browns have been...
No, and the minute
when they've been good, the minute we do well, we're always on
good.
National
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, national TV, yeah. Signature games, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, we kicked off a season against Kansas City, did we not? Against
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yes. I hate that. I don't know. I don't mean to bitch the bitch just at the end of the show. I've been holding that in. I'm just like, why do they get to have their home opener and their opening day in New York? It's every year. They get the bunting. They get the pomp and circumstance. Because before, I would argue that, hey, your home opener is your opening day. And a lot of people disagreed. It's 2 weeks after the season ends. I can't argue that anymore. Or season starts. Can't argue it. All right, Jeremy and Akron, got to go quick. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi. Go ahead. Give me this theory.
Okay. It's not a theory. Look, this is almost a proven theorem. I just got to get it out here for the masses to hear because our local beat reporters don't do their jobs. Kirk Cousins. I know the official narrative on Kirk Cousins was it was not in any way Browns related. Mm-hmm. And I even heard a couple guys on your station actually say, oh, he was in town to visit a friend. Let me tell you why this makes zero sense. Kirk Cousins, by all accounts, was within a 2-mile radius the entire time he was here, right? He went to a Chipotle. He went to a city barbecue. Now, I've heard he was in town to visit friends. If you're in town to visit friends, do you go to lunch at Chipotle and dinner at city barbecue? No, you would go somewhere nice for dinner, right? You stop at Chipotle to get something to eat. You go to your buddy's house. Yeah. You guys might be a marble room, something like that. And, oh, yeah, by the way, both of those establishments that he was at were within a mile of Dr. Vuce's office, okay? Dr. Vuce is the official Browns team physician. So my theory is he flew in, grabbed a bite of lunch, went to Dr. Vuce's office, did a thorough examination. Atlanta would have had to give the Browns permission to do this, which they may have.
Why wouldn't they?
Cover all their bases. And then he goes to leave. He stops to grab something and he gets back on the plane. Even the timing of his tweet back at the Browns fan who saw him there when he said, oh, yeah, double chicken salad is my go-to, is like the timing of you ate, you went, you sat down in Dr. Vuce's office, you look at your Twitter as you're waiting to go back to get your MRI, you say, oh, yeah, let me send this out real quick. Then I'll even throw this in.
Reckless speculation.
Hold on.
Jeremy, I got to go, okay? You got to be quicker next time. But thank you.
He's old enough. I mean, shouldn't he be getting a colonoscopy? Which you can't eat.
Reckless speculation.
They give you that stuff, and you got to cleanse everything out. So I don't know.
That's a hell of a point.
Not eating Chipotle before that.
Let me throw this out there. Let me just say this. I would say, well, Kirk Cousins has got to know better than that to go into a place like Cleveland and go to a restaurant like that, knowing he's going to be. But do you think he wants to be in Atlanta still?
No, he ain't the starter.
Owen?
No, maybe, they don't even have city barbecue.
This is his way of, because is Kirk Cousins ever going to come out and just demand a trade? Probably not. Maybe this is his way of trying to spice things up.
You have to go to like a Crystal.
Maybe this is his way to do it.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.